This is a review of the book The Da Vinci Code by Dan Brown.
The Da Vinci Code is one of the best and most intriguing pieces of writing that I have ever read. The story deals with how the lead characters of Robert Langdon and Sophie Nofo, with the help of Lee Teabing, uncover the flabbergasting truth about Jesus Christ and Christianity that had been hidden since forever by a group called the Priory of Sion. The story starts with the murder of Yaques Sonnier, the anticipated grandfather of Nofo, and also the head of the Priory of Sion. The Priory of Sion was a secret brotherhood charged with protecting the Holy Grail and also a soul that has Jesus Christ's blood running through their veins, the identity of whom could change history and humans' belief in the existence of God. Protecting such a hard and impacting reality was worth giving one's life for. The proof of such facts was wisely hidden in Leonardo da Vinci's famous artworks, like The Last Supper. The Da Vinci Code thus raises the question of whether history books necessarily tell the truth. The novel is full of reinterpretations of commonly told stories, such as those of Jesus' life, the Pentacle, and the reference and meaning of Leonardo da Vinci's fresco, The Last Supper, that we have been ordinarily been told since our childhood. Throughout the novel, continues a debate in the protagonist's mind of whether people should come to know about the secrets of the Grail and be relieved of the hard rituals and oppression that they might have withstood for centuries, or if the secrets should be preserved in order to allow people to keep their faith.
The thing that I liked the most about the book is how it brought to light the darkest secrets of the Catholic Church. We get to know from the novel how low the church stooped just to defend their claim about Jesus being immortal and having no descendants. They degraded Mary Magdalene, who was Jesus' wife, by framing her as a prostitute. This brings out the sexism and misogyny present in the Catholic Church. Jesus, in reality, had children with Mary Magdalene. The Holy Grail, which was being protected by a fraternity known as Priory of Sion, was nothing but documents to prove the relation of Mary's bloodline to Jesus's. This is why the church was at constant threat of their secret being unveiled by the members of Priory of Sion. The Priory of Sion, in a way, promotes women empowerment and represents a voice which speaks up against the false impression of Mary Magdalene that has been created by the church.
The Da Vinci Code by Dan Brown is one of the most enthralling and unique books I've ever read, which left a dark, vivid imprint on my mind. The moment I propped it open, I was absolutely enraptured and found myself enmeshed in a net of scandalous lies, secrets, the ingenious ciphers, and interminable suspense spun with the magical words of Dan Brown. This book opened my eyes and completely changed my perspective of the world. It was immensely hard to believe the hidden message of the painting and the Madonna on the rock. The power of mass manipulation and indoctrination dawned on me. Successfully blinding everyone to what is right in front of us. I seriously question the existence of religion. Isn't it astonishing that Jesus was a normal human like all of us? Not a celibate, not the son of God, but a human. A very kind, selfless, loving human nonetheless, but a human nonetheless. The very fact that there was a vote on his divine sacrifice proves that man has created God, not the other way around. Isn't it also extremely ironic how a priest, a so-called messenger of Jesus, would do the exact opposite of what his God had preached, that he would be willing to kill when his God had sacrificed his life, all in the name of religion itself? Is man's greed for power so insatiable? One thing that I had liked the best, besides the genius of the codes, the anagrams and codex, is the light in which women have been portrayed. It finally makes sense why women have been deemed weaker all these centuries in almost every religion in the world. It is because we are, in fact, the strongest ones, capable of creation of life, a power which so frightened the insecure Zionists of the past that they strived to rewrite the truth, erased the role of women, and made us out to be the weak. To conclude, the Da Vinci Code is an extremely extremely beguiling, thought-provoking book containing several crucial truths which should definitely be given a read by all.
Overall, the story is full of interesting tenets and postulates which enlighten us about the truths of the world that had been thought of as rigid. This helps us to exercise our minds and analyze for ourselves what we think to be of greater value, faith or science. This novel is a magnificent representation of the reawakening of humanity.
Thank you.